to bird, how important is it to find safety in this draft?
We believe in the guys we have on campus. Meeks and Searcy and Duke Williams, we think it's time for one of those guys to step up. But again, and I sound like a broken record, but it won't preclude us to, if we see a safety there that we think can come in and help us, we'll go get him.
Could you reiterate Corey Graham?
Mm-hmm.
Is he mostly a safety, or what is he?
Right now, I think he's going to have the ability, the flexibility to do both. One thing we like about him is he's a professional, he's highly intelligent, and he's a good football player. So wherever we decide to put him, we know he's going to attack it with vigor and be a professional and be highly productive.
Okay, so do you think that, I mean...
I think that's going to work it out either way, and that's more of a coaching question, but a lot of these things work out because we get into camp and we have injuries at safety. Then he's got the flexibility to move to safety. We got, like last year, Rash energies at corner. Then he's going to be more predominantly corner. So that's the type of things that by end of camp, I'll be able to answer you better than right now.
And the same subject, a lot of teams talk about how good it is to have interchangeable safeties. Mm-hmm. Seattle wins last year with two starting safeties that are not interchangeable. In a perfect world, do you want two interchangeable safeties?
Talking to Coach Schwartz, yes, you do. Just because the offenses are so complex now and offensive coordinators are so smart, they can single guys and exploit their weaknesses. So if you got guys that can do both, force the run and cover the pass, and sometimes come down and play some man-to-man, you're ahead of the curve.
Okay.